You're listening to SBS News.
Shelley Reyes is on a mission to help Indigenous Australians and the wider community better understand each other. Ms. Reyes says uncertainty can often cause people to say something inappropriate.
They're afraid of saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing, making a mistake or sounding racist. You know, they just start to walk on eggshells. And it's only really good-natured people that start doing that. And so the way that I describe my work is I remove the eggshells.
Ms. Reyes is the CEO of Arilla, a firm that specialises in providing cultural competency training. The idea is to bridge a cultural knowledge gap which exists across non-Indigenous Australians. Arilla works with government, private and community sectors, providing information for working with Indigenous people. Microsoft Australia engaged Ms. Reyes to run its cultural competency training. Managing Director Stephen Worrell says the course was revealing.
It's almost embarrassing to know that there are aspects of our history that we either weren't taught or aren't widely known. And part of the first step, I think, towards reconciliation is really understanding the reality of the history. And having someone like Shelley, who I think introduces the topic to you in a way that doesn't make anyone feel uncomfortable, but does confront you with the cold hard facts.
Another sign of the demand for Indigenous business advisory services was when services giant KPMG came on board as a minority stakeholder in 2016. Ms. Reyes was the inaugural co-chair of Reconciliation Australia and has been vice chairman of the National Australia Day Council and chairman of the National Centre for Indigenous Excellence. She says she's inspired by her family and in particular her father, Frank Reyes. In 1973, he became the first and to date only Aboriginal jockey to win the Melbourne Cup. He was half Aboriginal and half Filipino, but at the time his Indigenous heritage wasn't reported on. Ms. Reyes says her father showed her how to achieve in the face of adversity.
He was always, in my mind, one of these role models who helped me feel as though I could do anything regardless of what odds were against me, because he certainly achieved a lot with all the odds against him.
Ms. Reyes was awarded the Order of Australia in 2012 for distinguished service to the Indigenous community. But Ms. Reyes says it meant more to her to see her family's joy.
I have to say that my family were incredibly proud, and they were probably, they couldn't have been more proud if they were winning the award themselves. And that was really the great joy for me, is seeing the joy for them.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.